Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch, breaking ball, hit high, hit deep, left center, bye-bye baseball! The legend of Andrew Vaughn keeps growing, a grand slam! You have got to be kidding me!
Lane Grindle on Wisconsin's Afternoon News is presented by NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin.
All right, 4:39 on a Brewers Monday. Lane is at the ballpark. All right, Lane, I need you to set the scene for me. We saw just how loud and crazy it got at American Family Field as they took care of the Cubs last weekend. Still a few hours to go until first pitch. What are we looking at, batting practice right about now?
Yeah, we're watching the Brewers take batting practice right now on the field. There's a ton of media. I mean, every round you advance to in the postseason, it gets a little bit crazier, mm-hmm. right? The wild card series is one thing. That feels a little bit like regular season plus, if you will. Then you get to the NLDS, and it gets really serious and pretty big media contingent. And then you get to the NLCS, and you're close to zoo status at that point. I mean, it's just a ton of people on the warning tracks, a ton of people here already. The gates aren't open yet, but just from a media standpoint, I mean, there's just nowhere to walk behind the shell. And so that's how you know the stakes have gotten a little bit bigger now.
Yeah, and I have to imagine we saw Pat Murphy with the Japanese media there for Shohei Ohtani, of course, also Yamamoto on that pitching staff. And so it does get a little crowded there. I bring up the pitching because we've been asking our listeners today to text in their X factors for tonight, and you can still do that, by the way, 855-616-1620. For me, Lane, it's 100% the pitching, because we saw in the times the Brewers went with the openers, there were some mixed results, especially early, and we have Aaron Ashby tonight against Blake Snell. What are you looking for on that front?
Well, I'm looking for a clean inning or at least a scoreless inning out of Aaron Ashby. You have a lot of lefties in this Dodgers lineup that concern you. Shohei, Freddie Freeman, of course, those would be the two big ones. And so you go with a lefty in that first inning, and if you can get him through Freeman, who's hitting fourth today, and get a zero at the same time, that's just one less time that whoever comes in after Ashby, and it could be Quinn Priester. Jose Quintana's been thrown out there, but that's one less time that they've got to face them, especially if it's Priester facing those lefties. So that's kind of the reason why you do something like this. It's kind of leverage early, right, to try to get off to a good start, let the crowd get into it, let the team settle into the game a little bit. And then you're one inning down, and you're bringing in your bulk guy at that point. I think that's how the Brewers would love to see this play out. Snell's good, man. He's won the Cy Young twice.
Oh, yeah.
He's dealt with injuries this year, but made 11 starts, finished the season very, very strong, has pitched well in the postseason, and has had some big postseason starts in his career. I mean, he started in the World Series a couple of times with the Rays back in 2020 against the Dodgers, in fact. So he's really talented. The Brewers have been great against lefties this year, though, and so you hope that continues. They've been probably the best team in baseball against left-handed pitching, left-handed starters over the course of this year.
And we spoke to Telly Hughes in the 3 o'clock hour, and he was talking about his X factors and what, in his opinion, it was early runs and those starting pitchers, which you just covered there. And actually, he talked about, and I don't know if it's like he called him kind of a sleeper, like relying on Quinn Priester, like the fact that he has made a little bit of a dent here and there, but that he might really shine tonight. I guess, what's your opinion and your X factor in tonight?
Well, yeah, if Quinn's the guy to follow Ashby, and I think there's a decent chance he will be. I mean, this is a kid that just really pitched well in this ballpark over the course of this year, and really pitched down this stretch very well in this ballpark. So he also fared very well against the Dodgers in Los Angeles when he made a start against them coming out of the All-Star mm-hmm. break. So there's a lot to like there. I mean, what happened at Wrigley, you would have to believe is a blip on the radar screen, if you will, because that's just not what the bulk of the work and the resume for him this year would suggest. This kid had a phenomenal season. He's one of the main reasons the Brewers won the division. So you'd love to see if he's the guy, you'd love to see him climb back up there and get after it and reclaim the form that we saw so often this year, because the consistency from him, I think, is what really was the difference maker for him. He had shown flashes before, even before he was in a Brewers uniform. The stuff was real. The ability was there, but he showed the consistency with the Brewers all season long.
Hey, Lane, we'll let you get back to your prep work here, but I want to ask you. So a few months ago, I was speaking with your colleague, Jeff Levering, for my show Reporter's Notebook, and he mentioned a goal of his at some point in his career. When he's in the box, he's calling the game, he wants, as the cotton candy man or the drink carrier goes by, to reach over and snatch a cotton candy from the vendor as they walk by. Did he accomplish that at all this season at American Family Field while you two were working together?
He has not accomplished that while we've been working together. But, I mean, look, we've got a lot left, hopefully a lot left this year even. So, you know, maybe there's some things I can do to help him accomplish that goal. Well, we're teammates in this booth, and so we're there for each other. And if that's something he wants to get done, you know, maybe I'll bring some sort of a extension rod that can reach down and pluck the cotton candy.
One of those grabbers, like you see in the senior centers, to grab stuff from behind the couch.
Yes,
or like a golf ball grabber, you know, like when you don't want to bend over, maybe something like that. And yeah, we'll see what we can do. I mean, I don't know why we would limit ourselves to not being able to get that done. I think that can happen.
No limits in the Brewers broadcast booth. He's Lane Grindle. You hear him tonight. Brewers-Dodgers Game 1. We'll have it for you here on WTMJ. Thanks so much, Lane.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
445 on WTMJ. Deb helps get you home next.
Hey, John Merck here for Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living. It's kindness, it's compassion, it's very specialized training. Their mission is to transform the culture of care, and they're doing that every single day.